Tech Talk with Jeff Quatramani.
Okay, let's talk tech with our favourite tech man, Jeff Quatramani, and he joins me this afternoon. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate. I'm really good. Let's talk about how are you? Well, you're fighting fit, all those sort of things?
Doing okay. I think, honestly, after last week's 3 a.m. wake up, it just wears on you as you get older. It's getting harder.
I'm not good at those. Apple, we talked a little bit about it last week. You've had another couple of days to go over some of the gear and look at some of the reviews, I suppose. They held their major event last week. It included, Apple Watches, a couple of phones. Let's talk about it. What's the Apple Watch and a new Ultra model for the more adventurous type? So if you're a jungle gym man, this is your watch.
Look, not even if you're a gym junkie, this is the sort of watch that you need to have if you're going scuba diving on long hike, you're planning on climbing Everest, that kind of thing. Because for just, you know, going to the gym, tracking a bike ride, the Apple Watch Normal Edition would be just fine. But the Ultra, which is almost twice the price of a normal Apple Watch, is really for those who are going off the grid, really invested in a full day of fitness, because it's got a longer battery life, a bigger screen, as well as these extra features that are trying to keep you safe as well. So, you know, this action button on the side, which can actually help you target waypoints, so that if you are trying to track back on your hike, the Apple Watch will actually know exactly where you've been to do that for you. So some nice features on there if you're really getting into your sport, though.
We were talking the other day with some friends, and we were talking about watches. And these smart watches, I mean, there are people out there that have in the past, I suppose, collected watches. I mean, I've got a couple of nice watches at home that my wife has given me over the years as presents. But unfortunately, they seem to just collect dust in the bedside drawer or the wardrobe cupboard because of the fact that you get into the smart watch and it, you know, it tells you how your heart's going, it tells you how the exercise is going, it tells you when there's an email that's come in and all those sort of things, whereas those other much, much more expensive watches don't do any of that sort of stuff.
That's true. I mean, but I don't see anybody handing down an Apple Watch as they get older in life.
That's true. Yeah.
there is that gap between jewellery and I guess, functionality.
I suppose also, they really only have a shelf life, don't they, of X, until you've got to upgrade and get the latest and the greatest.
Exactly. I mean, if you have the original Apple Watch, you're not receiving updates on that anymore. There's a good chance a lot of applications don't work on that watch anymore. So, yeah, you're buying a watch that is ticking down its own life.
Apple also released some new AirPods. These are the in-ear headphones that people can use. They've got some new handy features.
Yeah, that they do. And I've got the original AirPods Pro, and these ones do sound much better in terms of extra battery life, not just on the buds themselves, but inside the case where they recharge. They've now got touch controls for swiping up and down with the volume instead of just tapping on the buds. But then the actual case itself has almost got that Apple AirTag technology built into it, so that if you do misplace your AirPods, you can mark them as lost and then use your iPhone to, you know, effectively track it down to the nearest centimeter until you're standing right on top of it. Yeah. So you shouldn't lose your AirPods.
Yeah, come on. How stupid are you if you've got these expensive AirPods at home and you don't keep them in the same place? You know, you come home, you put them in, and you put them away in the same place all the time.
I keep a pair of Bluetooth buds in almost every room of the house for that one reason. I always just go, where are my headphones?
Yeah, but you're a tech guy. You get these things sent to you. The average Australian doesn't. We buy one pair and that's all that we've got.
And you pay for them. That's the problem.
You do. Very true. Very true. But apart from that, is there anything else that would make you go out and buy a new set if you had an old set?
No, and this is the important thing, is for me, who has the older set, I wouldn't upgrade. There's not enough in there to make me want to drop the one that I've got. But if you are, you know, looking to upgrade from a pair of wired headphones or something, then this one is the logical next step.
And it's the same deal with the new phone, isn't it? I mean, if you had the 12 or you had the 13, you really wouldn't go out and buy the 14, would you? Which is the new model phone, the iPhone 14?
I would really recommend that they don't. I have the iPhone 11 still here, and I have not felt the need to upgrade that. It continues to receive the next software update as well. So, you know, unless you've got an iPhone 10 or older, then you may be considering, you know, a 4-year life cycle on a phone is very good. But at the same time, if your phone breaks, then obviously you do have a good reason to upgrade. But The 14, side-by-side next to the 13, you will be hard-pressed to find a difference from a looks point of view. They are identical.
Compare it with the Samsung flip phone, because to me, I saw that, I thought, hey, that's a great idea. It fits in your pocket nice and neatly, all those sort of things. Is it a good phone?
Yeah, look, the Samsung flips really are good, and it's one of those amazing technology still that every time I look at it, it blows my mind. It's a screen as normal height as a smartphone, but then you can fold it in half.
You fold
the screen in half, and that's not meant to happen with touch screens. And the flip phone, especially if you carry a purse, it's perfect because it takes half the amount of space as a normal smartphone, so it fits into anything, even a breast pocket with ease. But then if you want the larger device like the Galaxy Fold, that's a tablet-sized device that folds in half to be a smartphone-sized device.
I suppose if you've got a flip phone, it makes it a bit difficult for you to buy a cover to put that flip phone in. Is that right?
No, they have got covers. It's just it only protects, obviously, the device when it's properly closed. If it's open, then it's still going to hit the screen.
Gotcha. Okay, let's talk a new e-scooter. Razer has announced a new e-scooter with a seat and even faster speeds. These are the little things you'll see people zipping along footpaths at an inappropriate speed, at an inappropriate time, dodging people.
Yeah, look, you will see that, and this one as well. This one has a seat and it has a little carry basket. You can actually even change that carry basket to a second seat. So this is going to be dangerous if they are on footpaths. It can do 32 kilometres an hour.
Stupid.
And it's going to retail for around that $1,500 mark, which makes it a very similar price to existing models. So I like these for those short commutes. However, they're not legal to use in New South Wales. So if you are riding them, you really aren't meant to be doing that. So you need to move to Queensland if you really want to use one.
An image created by artificial intelligence has won an art competition, sparking a backlash. Is digital art real art?
This is a good drama. I wish I was there for this. This was the Colorado State Fair, and they have an annual art competition. And, you know, they were open to original artworks, and somebody went online in these artificial intelligence generated apps where you can literally type in a sentence. You type in whatever it is you want to see a picture of, and AI draws you an image. This person did that, took that image, thought it was so beautiful because it was original artwork, entered it in, and won the competition. So beating those people who actually used a paintbrush or any other form of art methods, beat them all and won the competition and caused quite the upset.
Well, I can understand that, particularly if you'd spent hours, days, weeks with a paintbrush putting something together and someone comes along with technology and beats you.
That's going to be a question that someone has to solve because, if the criteria is just to have original artwork, you tick that box. How it's created needs to be up for question, I think.
Maybe a different category, one for AI, one for someone that uses the old style called a paintbrush.
Look, you know what? Kudos to the person being honest and actually saying he didn't do it himself.
True. I've got to go. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks, mate.
Pleasure.
We'll catch you next Wednesday.